Hello, my name is Tatiane Veloso. I am a biomedicine student at UniRio, Brazil. I do scientific initiation in the UERJ Cell and Molecular Pharmacology Laboratory, and I am supervised by Professor Gilson Santos. The theme of my work is metabolic profile of tumor skin cells after low-level laser therapy. Low-level laser therapy is considered a safe and effective way for the clinical treatment of a wide range of diseases, especially for the treatment of skin lesions and pressure ulcers, as well as for aesthetic purposes. However, evidence shows that low-level laser therapy, when used in some pigmented lesions, can lead to the appearance of melanomas or tumor growth. The basic mechanism behind the low-level laser therapy is thought to be through the capture of red light by the mitochondrial chromophores, in particular cytochrome C oxidase, leading to increased enzyme activity, electron transport, mitochondrial respiration, and ATP production. Our goal is to evaluate the metabolic effects of low-level laser therapy on normal cells and tumor skin cells. With this study, we intend to elucidate the metabolic pathways that would be associated with differentiation, proliferation, and viability of skin cells, thus contributing to the development of more suitable therapies for dermatoses. In the work methodology, we started with the culture of the MV3 tumor cells and the NGM control cells. The culture was made with DMEM medium with 10% fetal bovine serum, and after the complete confluence of the bottles, these cells were irradiated. The protocol used of 35 joules and 70 joules is the safe band used for the treatment of pressure ulcers. These cells were separated into three portions. One portion was sent to the metabolomics assays. Biphasic extraction, vacuum centrifugation, and sample preparation with DSS-D2O were performed and then taken to the NMR machine. Another portion was sent to the high-resolution respirometry, performed 24 hours after irradiation. The remaining part was sent to perform cellular tests for viability, proliferation, healing, apoptosis, and cell cycle. The last three have not yet been executed but are present in the methodology of the work. In the results, we can see the NMR spectra of MV3 cells 1 hour after irradiation. We can observe in the right part of the spectrum a low glucose and ATP and ADP in both 35 joules and 70 joules. On the left side, we can see that there was a high marking of lactate in both, especially in 35 joules, and the acetate and pyruvate as well. The high consumption of acetate we can link to an alcoholic fermentation occurring inside of the cell, and the pyruvate and lactate we can associate with oxidative anaerobic respiration. Above, we have MTT assay done on MV3 cells 24 hours after irradiation. We can say that cells irradiated with 35 joules are much more viable and proliferate more than those irradiated with 70 joules and the control. The graph of the respirometry test shows us that laser irradiation reduced mitochondrial respiration compared to the control. Thus, we conclude that low-level laser therapy can increase the viability of metastatic invasive melanoma cells. Melanoma cells reduce glycolysis after laser irradiation with high fluence, and an interesting result obtained was that normal skin cells showed a metabolic profile similar to the tumor when irradiated with 70 joules per square centimeter. I would like to thank Professor Gilson Costa for his guidance, the support from CNPq and FAPERJ, and thank Metabolism and Cancer Event for the great opportunity. For any questions or clarifications, you can send me a message or contact me by the email provided on the poster. Thank you.